Hello, and welcome to the recording for Sunday, the 27th of September. I hope you're well, and you're looking after yourselves, and siblings, and parents, and schoolmates, and everything else by just being careful. This is the recording for the children in Ignite, and we're carrying on talking about the parables that Jesus taught us in the Bible. So today's parable is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 to 23. But before we go into that, let us play our little game. So from these five clues, try and guess what I am thinking of. So I am thinking of a vehicle. So for 5 points, that's all the clue I am going to give you. It is a vehicle. Something that we use for transport. For 4 points, it has wheels. I know quite a few of them do have wheels, but that's all you're getting. It has wheels. So all boats and ships or anything like that can just go out the window. For 3 points, it is on the road for a very short time. So it does travel on roads, but only for a very short time. For 2 points, it has a nose and a tail. I hope that helps. And if you haven't guessed it yet, for 1 point, it can fly. Did you guess what I was thinking of? If you guessed that I was thinking of an aeroplane, then you were right. Well done. If not, don't worry about it. It is just for fun. So as I said, today we're talking about a parable from Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 to 23, which is quite long considering some of the other ones that we've done. So I will try and read it very quickly. So this is the parable of the sower. It's also called the parable of four types of soil. So whichever title you want to use, that's fine. Verse 1 said, that same day Jesus left the house and went to the lakeside where he sat down to teach. A crowd had gathered around him that was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it while the crowd stood on the shore. He used parable to tell them many things. Once there was a man who went out to sow grain. As he scattered the seed in the field, some of it fell along the path and the birds came and ate it up. Some of it fell on rocky ground where there was little soil. The seeds soon sprouted because the soil wasn't deep. But when the sun came up, it burnt the young plants, and because the roots had not grown deep enough, the plants soon dried up. Some of the seeds fell among thorn bushes, which grew up and choked the plants. But some seed fell in good soil, and the plants bore grain. Some had 100 grain, others 60, and others 30. And Jesus concluded, listen then, if you have ears. The purpose of parables. Then the disciples came to Jesus and asked, why do you use parables when you talk to the people? Jesus answered, the knowledge about the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, but not to them. For the person who has something will be given more, so that he will have more than enough. But the person who has nothing will have taken away from him even the little he has. The reason I use parables in talking to them is that they look but do not see, and they listen but do not hear or understand. So the prophecy of Isaiah applies to them. This people will listen and listen but not understand. They will look and look but not see, because their minds are dull and they have stopped up their ears and have closed their eyes. Therefore their eyes would see, their ears would hear, their minds would understand, and they would turn to me, says God, and I would heal them. As for you, how fortunate you are, your eyes and your ears hear. Your eyes see and your ears hear. I assure you that many prophets and many of God's people wanted very much to see what you see, but they could not, and to hear what you hear, but they did not. And then Jesus explains the parable of the sower. Verse 18, listen then and learn what the parable of the sower means. Those who hear the message about the kingdom, but do not understand it, are like the seeds that fell along the path. The evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in them. The seeds that fell on rocky ground stand for those who receive the message gladly as soon as they hear it, but it does not sink deep into them, and they don't last long. So when trouble or persecution comes because of the message, they give up at once. The seeds that fell among thorn bushes stand for those who hear the message, but the worries about this life and the love for riches choke the message, and they don't bear fruit. And the seeds sown in the good soil stands for those who hear the message and understand it. They bear fruit, some as much as 100 times, 60, others 60s, and others 30. Okay, so that is the whole story. So in the story, it's also repeated in the book of Mark and the book of Luke as well. So it's one of the parables that's in the three gospels. Now, it is a really, really interesting story, and Jesus helps us to explain it. But when I was growing up, I used to think that this was meant for Christians, and it was only Christians that Jesus was talking to, and, you know, sort of saying that when the sower is sowing the seed, that that is Jesus giving out the word of God. And I always thought it just meant that these different soil people were in the church. But I now don't think it is. I think God, being a generous God, gives his word to everybody, to all the people that are in the world. And he tries to makes sure that everybody has an opportunity to hear the good news about Jesus. So, because you would think that if Jesus was going to be a sower, would he not plant more carefully to make sure all of the seeds fell on good soil? And Christians are the people that are like good soil. But he doesn't. Jesus gives the word to everybody because he wants to save everybody. He doesn't just want to save the people that go to church or the people that hear his word or the people that read the Bible or that pray. He wants to save everybody, your next door neighbor, the child that sits next to you in class, even people that you don't like very much. Jesus wants to save them. So he makes sure his word goes out to everybody, regardless of whether they pay attention to him or not. So God is generous in that he is not planting the seed carefully in just certain places. He is putting it everywhere. And that seed, it's not wasted at all. Because you might think, oh, the seed that fell on the ground and the birds ate it, you know, then that means that it was wasted. But God doesn't see it as a waste. Just before this, in Luke chapter 5, verse 31, Jesus tells people why he came to earth. And he said that it's not people that are healthy that need a doctor, but the sick. And what he was saying is that he came to save everyone, and not just the people that are in church or the people that think they need his help. He has come to save everybody, and he wants to give everybody the opportunity to receive the word and the good news that he gives. So he's going to make sure that he goes to people that that would not normally listen to him, and which is why he preached and spoke to people in public places. So God doesn't choose only good people to hear the word of, to hear his word and to hear his good news. He wants everybody to hear the good news, and he wants everybody to change their mind and to turn to face him. Okay, and also this parable, another thing it does is that it encourages us to see that there are different types of soil, because we might just think that we are one type of soil, or we are one type of Christian, and then we think, oh yeah, that's all that there is. But this shows us that there are different people with different intentions and different thoughts, when even when we are in church, or even when if you look in the world, there are different types of people that make up the world. And God shares, it also encourages us to share God's word with everybody, and not just to look for people that look like good soil. Remember that when the sower was planting these seeds, he didn't really look to see where they fell. He wasn't careful to only put the soil on good, to put the seeds on good soil. He put the seeds everywhere, because there's always a chance that somebody will get that word and it will change their minds. And Jesus, again, you know, he talks about, he says, let the people that have ears to hear, let them hear. And what he wants us to do from that is he wants us to think carefully of the type of soil, not just what other people are like, but what we are like. From the story, you should be able to see yourself and to see which type of soil you are. So don't sit there and be thinking, oh yeah, this person is like this. I know somebody who is like the hard ground, or the path, or the rock. I know somebody who is among the thorns. You have to think about this, you know, sort of thinking about yourself and think what type of soil you are. So let's look at the types of soil. Having decided that the sower is Christ and that the seeds are the word of God, like when we're talking about Jesus, like I am doing now, I'm teaching you about Jesus. So when you hear that word, what are you like? Are you like the seeds that fell? Are you like the path? Because the Bible tells us that there were some seed fell along the path, along the hard ground on the path. If you are this type of person, you hear what God is saying, but it goes in one ear and it goes out the other. You very quickly and very easily switch off and you don't pay attention. You don't really hear the message and you're not taking it seriously. So as soon as you've heard it, the devil comes along and he takes away the message, and he starts keeps you entertained, because even when you're listening to certain things, you start thinking about other things, your mind starts to wander, or you start doodling and drawing things, and you're not really listening and you're not taking in the things that you're hearing. So you get nothing out of it. So when you come to church, or when you're listening to me speaking, or when you're listening to other people speaking about God, or when you're reading your Bible, or when you're trying to pray, that's when your mind starts thinking about lots of other different things. And you're not paying attention. And that is the person who, whose heart or whose mind is like the path. So as soon as something else comes to take your attention, it's like that seed is taken away before it even has a chance to grow. Okay, and the second type of person is a person who, the Bible says, is the seed is thrown amongst the rocks. So this is somebody who is happy to hear God's teaching, and they're happy and they try to understand it, and they understand it just a little bit. But when problems come, when they start thinking about other things in their lives, because their faith is not very deep, it's not planted deeply into God's word, then their faith collapses, really, and they don't have anything to stand on, and they're not sure about how much they love and trust God to help them. It's like people that during this pandemic and during all this times where we've seen, you know, a lot of bad things happening, there are some people whose faith has been completely shaken, and they're not sure whether they trust God anymore. So when things are good, that person is like, yes, I love Jesus and everything else. But when things are bad, they forget about that and they don't have enough knowledge about God to rely on him completely when things are bad. So when things are bad, they're swept away, and it's like somebody who's, it's like this seed that is planted by the rock, and then as soon as something happens, then their faith dries up. Okay, now we're going to talk about, this is because, to talk more about this, they don't have any soil, because they're, you know, the soil is like very little soil and there's very little water. And when they are faced with doing something that is wrong, they find it easy to do things that are wrong and not to obey God's commandments. And they don't try to do the right thing. And they could very easily ignore someone who needs their help because they're not using all their attention to listen to God and to listen to the things that he says. This is the sort of person who on Sunday they come and they're happy to sing all the songs and they're happy to listen in Sunday school. They might even pray to impress their parents, or they might even know a little bit of the Bible. But when things get rough, they don't have any signs of strong faith. They don't have any of those signs of the fruits of the Spirit. They don't have any love for other people. They don't have any joy. They don't have peace or patience or kindness or goodness. They don't have self-control. They just try and take what they want. So they find it very easy to do the wrong things. Okay, now the people that where it talks about that the seeds fell among the thorny bushes, these are people that hear the word of God, or they hear what God wants them to be doing, but they don't do it. They don't do anything about it. They might know the Bible and they might know some of the things, but they don't truly accept it and they don't put it into their lives. They don't practice it. So even when they hear the teachings and they hear and they know what they're supposed to do, they don't actually do it. And when worries and problems in life, as we all have problems in our lives, they don't go to God for help. They feel overwhelmed and they feel really challenged and they feel that they cannot cope. These are people who don't grow in maturity, and small little problems sort of make them very frightened. They like to look for riches. They like to look for nice, pretty, shiny things, or things that make them happy, or good times. They like going to parties. And they very quickly get caught up with the crowd of people that don't go to church and that will not sort of give them good advice. These people sometimes can get depressed or feel guilty about things, or worthless and feel sad or anxious. And if anything comes, it really just overwhelms them and they feel like they can't do anything. And that's because they are not relying on God to help them. Right. And then we come on to this, the good soil. Now, God sort of uses very funny maths here. He says, but some seed fell in good soil and the plants bore grain. Some of them 100 grain, others 60 and others 30. So when God's word falls on good soil, it is going to grow. And the maths that Jesus uses is because although he is the sower who sows the seed, when the fruit grow and the plants grow and they get grain, we get more and more and more and more grain growing, because then the person who has heard this becomes the sower themselves, and they start sharing God's word. And so they now become a sower. And then the people that hear that word, and if they accept it and they grow it and they pray and they read their Bible and they go to church and they try their best, they become a sower as well. If we look at it, Jesus planted a lot of this seed, a lot of this word, 2,000 years ago, but now there are more than 2 billion Christians in the world. And we can see that because we can all become sowers. We can all tell other people about how God makes us feel. And when we do that, some of the seed will fall on hard ground, some of it will fall in the rocks, some of it will fall among the weeds and the thorns, but some of it will fall on good grounds. Somebody would hear what you have said, and they will take that on board, and they will learn from it, and it will change their lives. And that is what hearing God's word should do. It should change our lives and make us better people who are happy to show God's love to other people and to change this world for the good. So when we become the sower, we don't need to worry about who has heard it and what they have done with it. Our responsibility is to talk about God and to tell other people. Because for someone to turn to God and to start trusting in Jesus, it takes them having the right heart, it takes them thinking about it and spending time with God to hear what he is saying. That is not our responsibility, because we cannot see what type of heart someone has. We cannot help them to think about different things, and we cannot change their heart. And we can't make God speak to them. They have to listen, because God is talking to us all the time. Jesus is always sowing the seed. Even when we see a beautiful sunrise or sunset, that can be God speaking to our hearts. So our responsibility is not to worry about whether that person's heart is the rocky ground or the thorny ground or the dry path, or whether it is good ground. Our responsibility is to sow the seeds and to tell our story and to tell others to have hope in Jesus and to tell them how he makes us feel. And then that will help them to see God. And Jesus warns us and he says, listen then if you have ears. And, you know, it's quite a strong warning to say, there are some people that will hear something, but they won't be listening. So it's wasted. And Jesus is warning us that we should keep our eyes open and we should keep our ears open so that we hear from him all day long. We don't just wait for Sunday. We don't just wait for when we hear someone talking about Jesus, but we're looking for God speaking to us from different situations. And that is important. So that's another parable. And today, that's the only parable we're going to talk about, because it's quite a big parable and I have already spoken for quite a long time. I hope that you truly understand it. Before we go, let us pray. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for everybody who hears this word. And I thank you that I have this great opportunity to sow this seed into people's lives. I pray, O Lord God, for everybody hearing, that their heart will be receptive, that they will take time to think about these things and to let it speak into their lives so that they will be the good ground that will go out of this place to make a difference in the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you're blessed, and I hope that it helps for you to be listening in to all these teachings that I've been doing, and that God touches your heart. Bye. God bless you.